One of my favorite stories of the day, you guys. There's a ding-a-ling born every second, and she is one of them. A 42-year-old St. Paul woman is accused of stealing a sheep and taking it on a walk alongside her dog over the weekend, and she is now charged. It's a very rare charge that we see, but she is now charged with one count of rustling livestock.
Oh.
She's a rustler of livestock, Scott.
It was a bad day for her.
Get out.
All right.
Out. Get out.
You were in timeout for 5 minutes for that one.
The charges show that on Saturday, officers were called to the old Shakopee Road in Bloomington on a report of a man and woman walking a sheep. Now, I'm going to stop you right there before we go any further, because that would suggest, Scott, that someone in this town saw a woman walking a sheep. And instead of, I don't know, taking a picture and putting it on social or looking at her boyfriend and saying, oh, my gosh, that woman's walking a sheep, she called 911.
Did she know that livestock rustling was against the law?
I just feel like if I saw someone walking a sheep, my first thought would not be to call 911. But that's what happened here. And thank God for it.
Why, because
we have a livestock rustler off the streets now. Upon arrival, officers noticed burrs, quote, all over the woman's jacket and on the sheep. Yes, Scott.
Did I just hear the only person on this show who has ever called 911 and calls it with some frequency just say that the last thing they would do is call 911?
If I saw someone walking a sheep, that is correct.
She almost pulled the wool over your eyes on that one.
Okay. You need to retire to your office.
For the next hour.
Are you saying it would behoove me to do that?
All right.
Upon arrival, an officer noticed burrs all over the woman's jacket and on the sheep. She told the officer, according to charging document, she bought the sheep from an employee and paid $200 for it. However, the man with the woman said, no. She stepped over a fence on a farm, put a leash on the sheep, and pulled it through the fence. He told the officer she had pulled the leash so hard that sheep had been choking. An employee and the owner of a nearby farm were able to confirm that the sheep belonged to them and had not been sold to the woman. Okay. Charges show that the sheep is a breeding ram, and it is worth around $500.
Okay.
Yeah, the sheer audacity of her stealing.
I was just going to tell Dana, you can read as much as you want. There is no one in this room, Dan, Sam, or me,
just
paying any attention.
Feverishly trying to come up with sheep puns.
All we're doing is the engines are turning in our brain trying to come up with a better pun than the last one.
I'm sorry that livestock rustling is a joke to you.
Is she on the lam now?
You're on fire. You are stone cold on fire.
Did she name the sheep?
No, Dan. She did not have time to name the sheep before she was arrested for rustling livestock. Do we rustle anything else?
What name do you think she should give it? Mary?
Sounds good.
Are you done?
Cattle get rustled all the time.
That's right.
You know, that's no joke, and that is very serious, and authorities take it very seriously.
Is rustling in and of itself a crime?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, when you round them up, like, if you're the rancher,
well, yeah, if you're the rancher
wrestling
and they belong to you, you're allowed to do it. If you're just Joe Bob driving down a dirt road and you decide to steal a cow, which once you steal it, what does one do with it? I know they are worth a lot of money.
Cows?
Do you slaughter it for the beef?
Yeah.
You don't sell it on eBay. I mean, I'm asking. I've never rustled anything to my knowledge.
Is that free shipping?
They're very hard to move.
Are you done?
No.
Not even close.
I think you meant,
bud.
Are you? Get it.
Wow.
Done.
Yeah. Y-E-W.
E-W-E.
Okay. I'm done.
Do they fall asleep while counting the sheep?
I don't know, Dan.
Somebody wants to know if she fleeced the actual owner.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I'm done. I was just trying to pass the news of the day.
This is my fault. I'm sorry, Dana.
Trying to lighten
up
the mood.
I say 45 more minutes of this.
I think we did.
I think
we
don't.
Lighten up the mood.
I think we don't. do that, Dan.
I'm out of puns. I've been thinking really hard.
So am I. I'm going through every animal name and pun that I can possibly think up.
We're good.
Well, maybe we could ram in one more joke about it.
Okay. I don't think we should do that.
He stole that off the text line.
I did. Thank you, Texter.
So you wrestled it? You wrestled that joke away from its rightful owner?
All right.
From the text line, Dana, I am so disappointed in you. You should have milked that story for all it was worth.
Okay. Pretty sure you can't milk a sheep. That's what goats are for.
We brought cattle
sheep
into it.
And goats are not even the same thing.
You don't milk a sheep.
Well, where does their baby get milk from?
I don't know, Scott.
Just blew her mind.
Do sheeps have nipples?
Yes. I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Just take the little
the question of the day.
Weird turn.
Heat in your hand
it's
very
from
gently.
Do sheep have nipples?
Google it. I don't know.
They have to.
I don't think so. I think the sheep are boys.
How many?
Well, there have to be. No, a male sheep. Isn't that a ram?
All right.
Hey, don't lambast him.
Sheep have been used for milk production for longer than any mammal. And in fact, they can produce 400 to 1,100 pounds of milk in any given lactation cycle.
Huh. Wow.
So, I was right. They do have nipples.
Okay, that's great.
I think most female mammals have.
I'm well aware, okay. Sam.
And the males, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
This just went off the rails. Completely off the rails.
It's utterly ridiculous.
All
Animal
right.
Husbandry on Dana and Parks.
Yep.
A weekly.
No. We are going back to the stolen dog. We will go from the stolen sheep to a stolen dog. There is a local woman who said she tracked her stolen dog. And he's so
She's
cute.
Not local. That's the story.
To a KC Animal Shelter, but the shelter will not give the dog back. She is now suing.
Yep.
Dog was in a fence backyard. So we'll talk about this when we get back.
We will. 913-586.
How did the dog get here?
7798. Traveled quite a distance. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana Park.